Revisiting sexuality education. There is a need to reinstate comprehensive sexuality education in schools. It should also be incorporated into the curricula across all fields of studies, such as pedagogy and teaching, medicine, and its auxiliary subjects like bioethics, law, media studies, history, filmmaking, art, police and defense forces, to name a few. Adult learning centers can also be set up in communities where people have the opportunity to learn and reshape values and beliefs around sexuality. Sexuality education curricula needs to be comprehensive and aimed at providing knowledge and information. There should therefore be no space for any kind of obscurity, and facts need to be stated clearly. More importantly, the curricula should include human rights and sexual rights with due consideration given to marginalized communities. Investment in terms of time and money need to be made in training teachers to overcome their own inhibitions and biases on matters of sexuality. Only by opening up the space for talking about sexuality can we break taboos, fears, stigma, and concepts of shame around sexuality. While funding may be seen as a big constraint and even an excuse for not taking these big steps, many of the above recommendations can be taken up even with constrained funding. Page 21. Sidebar. Box 2. Personal Reflections on Sexuality. By Kumar Das. I was born and brought up in a traditional Bengali middle-class family in Calcutta. I lived with my parents and sister. My mother is a housewife, and because my father had long working hours except on Sundays, I spent more time with my mother, sister and aunt, to whom I was particularly attached. My sister was fond of cosmetics, and she used to color my nails before coloring her own. My mother also dressed me in female clothes till class 2, about 7 years. As I reflect on my life, childhood, and adolescent years, I believe I have greatly been influenced by the female members of my family. This has also shaped my views on sexuality. When I was in class 9, about 14 years old, a Bollywood movie called Jism was released in India. The hero, John Abraham, is a very masculine man. One day, I told one of my friends that I really like him. This brief conversation was shared by my friend to the others in school, and I was teased and bullied that I had fallen in love with John Abraham. I was shocked that an innocent comment of mine had been blown out of proportion, and complained to the teachers about it. The teachers also laughed at me and trivialized the issue. Being embarrassed, and because of the shame I experienced, I did not attend school for 2 weeks. After school, I joined Presidency College in Calcutta, India. I took the Metro Underground train every day and I preferred to be close to the door as the trains were always crowded during the morning hours, and it helped getting out of the train easily. One day, a man aged around 25 years, standing in front of me, tried to touch my private parts. As the compartment was crowded, I had no space to move. My first reaction was of shock and dislike, and when I began to relax, I experienced pleasure. I shared the incident and experience with a friend and was told off in terms of how, as a male, I could possibly enjoy the touch of another man. Like most males I know, I too shared my first sexual experience with a sex worker. I told my friends how I had a good time with her. Again, I did not expect to be rebuked and was taken aback by the foul language they used for the sex worker and the aggression and violence each word held. These experiences forced me to reflect on my own powerlessness. Despite my education, I was unable to resist the dominant perceptions of sexuality. I was also ill-equipped to respond and say that it was okay to experience a different kind of sexual desire which does not fit into the norms set by the society. Having faced shame and exclusion, I can only imagine the multiple barriers experienced by all persons who are in the fringe of the society because of their sexual orientation and gender identity, poverty, or simply for being different or subordinate. We all aspire to love, to be loved and cared for, and to feel accepted for what we are. Does it really matter what our sex or gender identity is? End of sidebar. Page 22.